of the industry. Nobody sees them, nobody hears about them, and these Godolphin Awards just gives everybody the opportunity to nominate, you know, whether it's, doesn't matter if it's your friend, you know, if they've been in it for 30 or 40 years and they've done a great job, you know, nominate them. I got nominated, I never thought I would. And, you know, just to be nominated, Andrew, I was very excited, you know, let alone win, you know, and I won my category and I was that excited, I couldn't believe it, and I thought I had no chance in the world of winning the Excellence Award, you know, and I was gobsmacked when I won it. So,
Okay, we've just lost you, Joe. Just turn your head. We just lost you. The details I'll give at the end of the chat. So get your pen and paper ready, and I'll give you the website where you've got to go to. The nominations cut-off point is Monday, July 1. So you might think, oh, there's a bit of time, but it will come around very quickly. You've just got to, well, look around. You know, you might just think, gee, that person has worked with us for 10 or 15 years, and just goes quietly amongst his or her job. We've got to think of these people in these awards, Joe.
Yeah, what they say, be a mate and nominate.
That's it. Gee, you could be Pumper Cassidy.
Oh, I could be, yeah.
With those lines. Ring-a-ding-ding. Monday, July 1 is the cut-off point for the nomination. You can go to this website, Stud and Stable Award. awards.com.au. That's it. Stud and Stable Staff awards.com.au. You can go, just click on Godolphin or Google it, but all the details are there. Stud and Stable Staff awards.com.au, and the cutoff point is Monday, July 1. Good on you, Joe. Good to talk to you again, mate. Keep well.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Joe Agrestor joining us there. As I say, last year, Joe won the Thoroughbred Excellence Award, and right now we're kicking it off with the Godolphin Awards. And Caroline Ceci, Godolphin do a fine job in promoting this, not only for us here in Australia, but they do it all around the world.
Well, they do indeed, but it's just been fabulous here in Australia. I'm lucky enough to be on the judging panel, Andrew, and I tell you what, the stories and what we see when the awards are announced, as Joe Agrestor was just saying, not even thinking he'd get the Excellence Award last year, you know, and the previous winners as well, Jenny Watson from Tassie, you know, Mark Noonan, the inaugural Excellence Award winner, you know, it really does change their lives. But, you know, it just gives them those accolades that they, as you say, they probably don't get day to day, and really honours the work they've done in the industry for so long.
Yeah, for sure. And Godolphin, they put forward total prize money around these awards of $100,000 in seven categories, plus an overall Thoroughbred Excellence Award. So it's fantastic. Make sure you go to the website, Stud and Stable Staff awards.com.au for Godolphin. Now, Bred to Win, it continues on. And what's on the program tonight?
Well, plenty of stallion news. Again, there always is this time of the year heading into a new season. Plenty of wrapping up the big races all around Australia over the weekend and internationally as well. But we have a feature story from New Zealand. Rich Hill star John Thompson over there, who's stood some fantastic horses. Of course, Jimmy Shoe, the sire of the Bostonian, who's moved now. But we're looking at a new stallion there, Satono Aladdin. He was a fabulous racehorse in Japan. He's fired the super sire globally in Deep Impact. He had three Derby winners around the world, or Guineas winners and Derby winners around the world last year. So Satono Aladdin, just a stunning racehorse and a real boost for New Zealand breeding, and he's expecting to get a number of Australian mares going there as well. And we catch up with the first foals of Vadamos. You might remember him racing here during a spring carnival in Melbourne, but also just a fabulous son of Monsun. We know he's been the sire of so many Melbourne Cup winners.
Yeah, for sure. Gee, you keep time just goes too quick when you bring up these horses' names. You think, hang on, that was only yesterday, but just life goes on. Now, in any other time, this would be funny, but it or have a funny sort of side to it, but it hasn't. You've got a story about worms.
Well, look, there's a new product. It's an incredible research that's been done by International Animal Health and also the CSIRO, and the product's called BioWorm. So we talked to Chris Lawler about this new product. It was launched out at Balgeny House, which was the first place of agriculture in Australia, so it was quite a good function out there, and it's also just talking about keeping your thoroughbreds healthy in the best way you can do that. So it's really quite interesting. You do learn something new every day, so plenty to learn there in that segment.
Yeah, for sure. And you've got to catch up with Arthur Inglis as well.
That's right, yes. Arthur Inglis, who was, of course, up there at Scone on the weekend, presenting prizes for some of the big Inglis races up there. So he talks about the horse that made him fall in love with racing. You know, as we've said before, so many people born into racing and breeding families, but, you know, they don't necessarily stick around with it. But Arthur really has a passion for racing and breeding. We hear about that. And also Bruce Neal, Crestfield stud. We know the success Bruce Neal has with so many fabulous mares producing great horses around the country. So we hear from him about his Inglis sales story, and it was a whopper, a $4 million year, going back a few years.
Yeah, for sure. What time's it on tonight?
So 8 o'clock this evening, Andrew, so 8 o'clock on Sky Thoroughbred Central, channel 528.
We'll watch out for it. Good on you. Thanks, Caroline. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Andrew.
Caroline Ceci with Bred to Win. That barrier draws out just finally for the Goodwood. The big group won at Morfordville on Saturday. Track at the moment is a good four. They've got a field of 16. Booker has drawn 15. Sprite, 16. Dispatch Barrier, 4. Hard Empire, 3. Casino Wizard, 6. Steel Frost, 8. Valor Road worked really impressively this morning. Barrier, 9. Cool Passion, 2. Malibu Style, 10. Iconoclasm, 12. I Am Someone, 7. Innkeeper for Damien Thornton, barrier 5. Zalmona, 14. Jamaican Rain, the late entry paid yesterday, it's drawn 11. Garage, 13. And Bohemoth, barrier 1. So that's the draw for the Goodwood. Booker, 15. And Sprite, 16 of 16. I guess one thing is, we know a racing pattern. She gets back anyway, but the wider barrier for Sprite in the Goodwood. That's it for our news hour this morning. Coming up shortly, Wayne Harris, full preview for Kembla Grange. We'll have news around 11 o'clock on the announcement being made at Randwick on Winks or around Winks, and Peter Volandis will join us on that subject at around midday today. After the news, the full preview for Kembla.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. A number of activists have been arrested after scaling the Sydney Harbour Bridge this morning. The Greenpeace supporters are calling on the Prime Minister to call for a climate change emergency. A man is in a critical condition with serious head injuries after he was hit by a car in southwest Sydney. The 38-year-old man was found unconscious on Marion Street at Bankstown. Emergency services were called around 7:30 last night. Qantas flight QF44 has made a forced landing in Broome this morning following reports of a major electrical fault. The Airbus A330 was en route from Bali to Sydney. There are no reports of any injuries. A 31-year-old man will appear in court today accused of trying to import $600,000 worth of cocaine into Sydney, hidden in children's books. And Hollywood legend Doris Day, whose films made her one of the biggest stars of all time, has died overnight aged 97. Now for update in sport, it's Jono Farr.
Parramatta have reportedly put an ultimatum on Clint Gutherson's contract decision, with reports the Eels have tabled their skipper a three-year extension worth over $650,000 a season, and they want an answer by the end of the week. Parramatta coach Brad Arthur is set to be rewarded with a new two-year deal to keep him at the club until at least the end of 2021. Sydney Swans defender Dane Rampey is set to be sanctioned by the AFL today after climbing the goalpost in the final seconds of the Swans' win against the Bombers, as well as remonstrating with an umpire. Rampey has been hit with a please explain for both incidents and already issued an apology. Wellington's Roy Krishna has capped off a stellar year by being crowned the A-League's Johnny Warren medalist overnight. The Matildas will name their World Cup squad today, and captain Sam Kerr has given rival nations more to be worried about. Kerr registered an assist and two goals, including a stunning solo effort to inspire Chicago to a 3-1 win over North Carolina. And Ash Barty is now Australia's highest-ranked tennis player. She is now ranked number 9 in the world. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Hyundai, this end of financial year for the real deal on Tucson, just $27,990 drive away, plus a $1,000 factory bonus. Only Hyundai is the real deal. South Hurstville, King George's Road, truck breakdown southbound lane 2 at Connells Point Road. Wentworthville, Cumberland Highway, a breakdown northbound lane 2 of the Great Western Highway. And Chipping Norton, Newbridge Road, 2-car accident westbound lane 3 near Riverside Road. Run into BP and play the BP Run for your chance to win snacks, cash, even a new car. Don't miss out. Run to BP today. T's and C's apply. LTPS 1932143. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Your next bet is as easy as 123 or 213 or 132 or 231. Or the tab's made 123 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 123 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to STAB and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Look, there's no easy way to do this, but I can't work here anymore. You know I love it here. In fact, you're the reason I've stayed here so long. It's just the time has come. I have got to get home for dinner.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio app on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio app, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Satisfaction. There's payday satisfaction.
Yes.
Perfect lawn satisfaction.
Yes.
Hole-in-one satisfaction.
Yes.
Then there's getting an Amarok V6 Auto starting from $49,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty satisfaction. Plus, for a limited time across all Amarok V6 models, 3 years free scheduled servicing. Get some end of financial year satisfaction at Volkswagen today. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio sets up your race day with Racing HQ. Monday to Friday from 10, catch all the New South Wales previews for Thoroughbred, Harness and Greyhounds. For all things racing, you can trust Sky Sports Radio.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale, May 22 to 24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first-season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Fiero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Pinhook Success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22 to 24. The biggest, the best.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At a quarter past 10, racing today at Kembla Grange, Dave Anderson's there. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Now, how's your day today at Kembla?
It's a beautiful day, Sean. Not a cloud in the sky. Absolutely beautiful.
The one you ordered, Dave?
It is, yeah. I've ordered them for a few weeks now. And hopefully I'll stay off a bit longer now. Some construction work started on our synthetic track, so
right,
hopefully the weather will stay fine for the next few months.
That's what you want. Now, the how are we racing today? What have you officially rated the track?
Track's rated a good 4. I put a horse over this morning with Luke Price, rode it, and he said it was in the 4 range, which was really good. It'll start with a 4, and I'll probably move up to a 3 as the day progresses, sure.
All right. What will you do with the rail today, Dave?
We raced on Saturday in the true position, John, and I've left it in the true. There was minimal damage out there, so
yeah.
We were quite happy with that. It raced pretty well on Saturday, so I've left it there, and I dare say the jocks will probably get off the fence towards later in the day as the wear gets a bit more from today's racing.
Sounds like you've still got plenty of grass, though.
Yeah, we have. It's starting to slow down a bit with the cooler mornings. It was about 6 degrees this morning, about 4 yesterday. So it's starting to slow down the kite, but there is a good cover of grass out there.
I reckon you and I do too, Dave. In those sort of mornings, we slow down a bit too, so we can't blame the grass, can we?
No, that's right. It's a bit cool, isn't it?
All right, terrific. So rail true, a good 4, an absolutely beautiful day. Good on you, Dave. Have a top day.
Thanks, Sean. Bye.
And Wayne Harris is going to find the winners for me. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, Chuckle. I tell you what, he's at Dave Anderson. There's fluffy white clouds in the sky.
he said it's a perfect day, though.
It is a lovely day. I'm just sitting here in the car nearly falling asleep. Hey, mate, before we start, I'd just like to... very sad turning up at Kembla Grange these days without seeing John Fletcher here, long-time committeeman on the board here at the ITC, and we attended his funeral yesterday, and it was standing room only.
Yeah.
And, we've got to say goodbye to him in a nice fashion.
Terrific man. Absolute gentleman.
Yeah, he was.
Now, the first today, One Cry of Achilles, 460, 2 Sir Elton, 170, 3 Speed and Style, 370. 4 Bajali is 61, 5 Paw Parade, $, 6 Silly Sally, 26, 7 Enchanted Glory, 151. 8 Funny Things 35, 170 favourite, number 2, Sir Elton.
I'm not tipping him on top. 2, 3, 1 and 4, he's with the astute Adam Duggan at Gosford, Josh Parter riding, they're pretty good mates. Now, he's been very well held together in his trials. His first trial on the Beaumont track was a heavy surface there and held very well together, wasn't let go. And then he jumped out and led and won his last trial there on his home track at Gosford, and he was never let off the bit. I think he's a nice type of horse from an inside draw, Josh Parter ride. Got some nice rides early in the day here, Josh. I've got him on top. These other ones, they're racing very well, but they've taken a while to win their maiden. Number 3 is my second choice, Speed and Style, from the Gwenda Markle camp, obviously here on the track. It's run 4 seconds. It's past 4 starts. Deserves a break, but it's just not getting through at the moment. Number 1 in the same category, Cry of Achilles. He's been placed 2 of his past 3 starts. He's got a good draw. He'll run well again. And the other one I've thrown in, a horse called Bijoulet, number 4. This horse, it's been placed its past 2 starts at country level at Nowra. It's harder here at provincial level, but I think it's got some sort of chance in the race with a few gear changes. 2, 3, 1, and 4. Going with the first starter here, Sean.
Okay, race 2, 1 Black Sunrise, 4:40, 2 out 3. This is So 8:50. 4 Undoubted, 7, 5 Will and Grin, 12, number 6 Astri, 61. 7 DeLeo, 17. 8 Invinciamo, 2:50. 9 Lady Kirkham, 14. And 10 Madame Oaks, 5:50. Favourite 2:50, number 8, Invinciano.
She deserves a change of luck too. I've got numbers 8, 1, 10 and 3 from the Joe Pride camp, Joe Ford rides. She's been racing well. She's only had the 3 career runs and hasn't had much luck in any start, I must say. Last start was wide all the way, beat the favourite there at Wyong, but still able to run third. Before that, was checked badly and struck. Never really saw daylight there at Hawkesbury, first up from a spell. And I just think she might be very, very hard to beat here today. Go up to the top 8, number 1, Black Sunrise from the Waterhouse Bot Camp. This one resumes from a spell here today. Did win a recent trial. And just appears to be best early in a preparation for mine. So I expect him to run well here from the good draw. Others I've given chances to. Number 10, which is Madame Oaks. Finished well at its last start there in the same race behind Invinciano. There was 2 or 3 in that same race there, but 2 very good placings at Hawkesbury and Gosford before that. Not beaten far in any career run, number 10, Madame Oaks. And you've got Dave Fife and Corey Bound combination there. And the other one I've thrown in is number 3, which is debuting. This is So. He's a horse from the Anthony Cummings stable, and Anthony's horse is just flying at the moment. Tommy Berry rides. He's had 5 or 6 trials over a couple of preparations. I like the way he's finished off in his trials recently, so I've got to throw him in the numbers with a big question mark. 8, 1, 10 and 3.
Now the third one out, 2 Arige, $1.80, 3's out, 4 Starry, 4.80, 5 Crimson Ticket, 16, 6 Officially, 9.50, 7 Lagarde, $4, 8 Miss Antares, 13, 9 out, 10 Lady Demi, 31, 11 Biblos Boy, 101. $1.80 for number 2 Arige.
I've gone 4, 2, 7, and 6. I've gone with Starry, once in the Peter and Paul Snowden camp. Resumes from a spell here. Shows good speed in its trials recently, and its runs have all been pretty good. Was a winner at Newcastle last prep on a soft track. Then its runs after that were quite all right. I might have come back a little bit stronger this prep, judging its trials. So I've got in front of the favourite, Ariage, one of the 2 Godolphin runners in the race. Ariage is a filly that's ultra consistent. She's on pace, a very hard fit. She'd be very, very hard to beat. I just went for a bit of value, though. Others in the race, I've got 7 Lagarde. It's an on-pace from the inside draw. I think it'll run well. And the stablemate took it off the stable at 6, efficiently resuming from a break. And it once made the gold, and then jumped in straight into a 64 here at Kembla in a quite a strong race. Resumes here in a class 1, so it's got a watch on it. 4, 2, 7, and 6.
Okay, race 4, 1's out, 2 Brother in Arms, $6, 3 Captain Mallory, 9, 4 you know that, 3:30, 5 Butter Unite, 7, 6 Stasty Dub, 6:50, 7 out, number 8, Amalek Millie, 3:40, 9 out, and 10 Magic Search, $7. Favourite 3:30, 4 you know that.
It's going to be hard not to tip him, mate. I've gone 4, 2, 5 and 10. Gee, he's low flying at the moment. He's been around the money for 2 good wins together, and he went down fighting here last start at Kembla Grange, and beyond happy 70. I've got to put him on top. I think he'd be up on speed again. It'd be very, very hard to run down a winner. The Constance's got a good association with this horse. She knows him very well. So I've got him there on top. The dangers, I thought, number 2, Brother in Arms. If you can forget his last start, it was only very, very average. His runs before that were okay, including a couple of city class races where he's a little bit outclassed. So if he can bounce back, he's a horse that you might just get a little bit of odds about him today. Butter Unite, he's most two recent runs have been in city class races, back to provincial grade here. He's won two from three on the Kembla track, so he's got a liking here. I'm sure he'll run well again. And the other one I was showing in is number 10, Magic Search. Got inside draw. Its first up run was quite good there at Newcastle, so it was never far away from the money last prep as well. So for me in this race, I thought I found it very tricky, but 4, 2, 5 and 10.
Okay, race 5. Now, 1 Bart and the Queen, 51. 2 Elaborate is $4. 3 El Cano, $7.50. 4 Geisler, $10. 5 Heaven Stream, $7. 6 Coos is $6.50. 7 Mirage, 26. 8 and 9 out. And 10 Diaga, $2.25. It's the favourite, actually. Number 10 Diaga, $2.25.
He's a 2-year-old taking on older horses. It just worried me a little bit there, but I think he's knocking on the door. I went the other way, 5, 10, 6 and 2. I put number 5 on top, which is another one from the Anthony Cummings camp, Heaven's Dream. I think he's a horse that he just got better with each run. He was held up last start there at Wyong, but I like the way he finished off there, and he's just going through his runs last prep. That was his free run for about 3 weeks the other day, so I think he'll come here hard fit. He's never run facing 6 starts. I don't know whether I'm just jumping ahead with this bloke, but I just think he's just looks like he just keeps improving. So Vince Schofield, a couple of nice rides today. I've got him on top of front of the favourite, Diaga. Gary Cotelli's horse, as I said, he's a 2-year-old. He's not far off turning three, I suppose. But he was beaten last start as a favourite at Goulburn. And to me, he's only lightly raced, a little bit one-paced. But I must say, he's got better with each run. He might blow these horses away because it's a very, very winnable race. I just went with the value there. Of the others, I've thrown in number 6, Cooza, one of the 2 Waterhouse Boat Runners. One run back from a break and wasn't a bad one. And he's only lightly raced. I think his horse might see the better off this preparation. High Chaparral kicking off at 1,600 metres here, second up. I think you've got to throw him in. And the other one I've thrown in is Elaborate. He's another horse that's sort of been placed quite a few times. Change of luck for him wouldn't be a surprise. 5, 10, 6 and 2.
Race 6, 1 Dante Rossetti, $6.50, 2 Rapture Miss, $5.50, 3 Liardo, $5.50, 4 Lightning Mix, $7, 5 Flying Piero, $6, 6 Highly Desired, $3.30, 7 Pinch Passion, $16, number 8 Frascati Miss, $11, 9, 10, 11 out, and 12 Tip to Tantivy, $26, $3.30 favourite, 6 Highly Desired.
What price you got Flying Piero? Maybe just missed it.
Okay, I just jump back to that page, and Flying Piero for you.
Didn't I?
$6 just for you.
Look, you know he doesn't win out of turn, but I've got him on top, 5, 3, 2 and 6. His first up run at Newcastle recently, he just got held up, never ever got a clear run at them. And in last preparation, he was a little bit the same. I'm sure he's a horse that doesn't like getting jammed up on the inside. I suppose no one does. But the day he won here at Kembla, Vince Schofield got him out, gave him plenty of room, and he really attacked the line. I'm just hoping the same thing happens today, so I'm not really worried about the wide draw. So I've got number 5 on top. I think danger's number 3, Liardo. He's a last start winner at Wyong. He was very brave there, too. I think he's a horse that we probably just haven't seen the best of him yet. He's got an awkward draw, too, from the Richie Freeman stable. Of the others, number 2, Rapture Miss. She only got warmed up late last start there on the Kensington track over the 1,400 metres. She's much better here at 1,600 metres and got a lot of form last prep, all city class races. So she's found probably the easiest race she's been in for a while. Just want to improve a bit on that first up run, but I'm sure she can. I think she's been placed quite a few times second up. The other one I've thrown in is number 6, Highly Desired, favourite. Last start winner at Goulburn, did a good job there. It actually won by a good space. I might actually end up putting it further up the list here, Sean. It's Sean Barry 1. It's in form, so I'm sure it'll run well again. For me, 5, 3, 2 and 6.
Final event, race 7. 1 Black Chili is 23. 2 Stone Cold, 18. 3 Burbank, 23. 4 Vigilio, 8.50. 5 Dr. Zeus, 2.20. 6 and 7 out. 8 Bo Lord, 41. 9 See the Show, 12. Number 10 Handspun, 4.20. 11 9's enough, 14. 12 The Patrician, $11. 13 Feisty Fox, 23. 14 Citizens Arrest, 41. 15 out. Favourite 220, number 5, Dr. Zeus.
He's going very well at the moment. This horse, it's hard not to tip him as well. He's only lightly raced. His last two runs have been wins. His last win at Goulburn was after 13 weeks being on the sideline. So he's a very promising horse from the Bjorn Baker camp. Jay Ford rides here today. He'll start a short price favourite from the good draw. He'll be very, very hard to beat. I think the forgotten horse is probably number 4, Vigilio, trained on the track here by Kerry Parker. So the one most recent run was there at Warwick Farm. That was his first run for about 7 weeks. He's got a good record here on his home track at Kembla. Good city form last prep. He's got the inside draw, and Young William's taking the three off. So I think he's very well placed here and probably the forgotten horse of the team. I thought number 10 we'd have to throw in, which is, as a term of pages here, Handspun, one from the Godolphin camp. Racing very well since coming back from the spell. I think it's been looking for the 1200, which it gets here today, so I've got it in. And one from left field, I reckon he's well out of the odds, number one, Black Chilli. He hasn't had much luck, didn't get clear running in his last start there in Newcastle. He's got a good record here in his home track, and I think he's well out of the odds. I think you've got to throw him in, although he's probably the big odds because he's got 12 alley and 62 kilos. But, gee, I think he'll run some sort of race here today. He's got better form than some of these. So for me in the last 5, 4, 10, and 1.
All right, now what's your best?
Look, there's a couple of short ones here today, Sean. I don't want to dive into them because I don't know if they're really good things. But I thought this horse I've tipped in, race 6, number 5, Flying Piero. As I say, he hasn't got a great win strike rate, but I just think coming back to the scene of the crime where he won last prep, if he gets to the outside, I think he's a bit of value there. So if we get each way odds, race 6, number 5. You need some quaddy numbers, Matt?
Yeah, two right, mate. Thank you.
Okay, mate. I've tried to keep it pretty short. Race 4 of my numbers 4 and 2. Race 5, 5, 10 and 6. Race 6, 5, 3 and 2. And race 7, guess what? I put another 5 in. 5, 4 and 10. I don't know what that comes to, but it's not that big, and it's a very, very open program, Sean.
All right, terrific. Good on your way, and have a top day.
It's a pleasure, mate. Good to speak to you.
You too. Wayne Harris looking at the meeting today at Kembla Grange. It's almost 10:30. Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare-Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Parramatta has reportedly put an ultimatum on Clint Gutherson's contract decision, with reports the Eels have tabled their skipper a 3-year extension worth $650,000 per season, and they want an answer by the end of the week, otherwise that deal is off. While Parramatta coach Brad Arthur is set to be rewarded with a new 2-year deal to keep him at the club until at least the end of 2021. Sydney Swans defender Dane Rubber, Tampi, is said to be sanctioned by the AFL today after climbing a goalpost in the final seconds of the Swans win against Essendon, as well as telling an umpire he talked like a little girl. Rugby has been hit with a please explain for both incidents and has already been issued an apology. And Wellington's Roy Krishna has capped off a stellar year by being crowned the A-League's Johnny Warren medalist overnight. Well, the Matildas will name their World Cup squad today, and captain Sam Kerr has given rival nations more to be worried about. Kerr registered an assist and 2 goals, including a stunning solo effort, inspiring Chicago to a 3-1 win over North Carolina. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
If I told you you could be part of a champion pedigree racehorse trained by Robert Heathcote or Chris Muntz, if I told you Schnitzel and Written Tycoon were the size, if I told you you could be part of Magic Millions Day on track, owner side, and you only needed $176.15 per month, would you stop dreaming and do it? Life's better with a racehorse. Be part of it with My Runners at mirunners.com.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget all the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found CAT Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With CAT Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate